ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Hi, I'm Jack with RVS Bank. My goal today? Land a sick trick on this bike. I'm okay. Maybe I should have let an expert help me accomplish my goal. And for your financial goals, RVS is the expert. Free Blue Checking is a free account that lets you soar with no monthly fees holding you down. So apply today. When it comes to your finances, trust the experts. Trust Arvest. Watch me attempt more goals at arvest.com/experts.
We welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now, Mountain Home is trailing Harrison in this girls' game 22-21 at the break. We'll look over some of our halftime numbers in a moment. Right now, we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, I know it's been a while since we talked, but you guys have been quite busy with all the tournaments that you've had.
We have. We've been road warriors, and that continues tonight. We're here at Harrison, and then Friday we go to Siloam Springs before we go back to the First Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament in Mountain Home on December 26th through the 28th. So we've been working hard, you know, 2-3-game tournaments. We weren't very, you know, successful as we'd like to be, but I do think we were a better team for playing in those. You know, going into it, I was really worried about our guys being able to compete the way they have to for 3 days in a row, and I think they've done an excellent job as far as that. And it's always hard when you're coming off two tournaments like that, and this Tuesday game is always a tough one. But, you know, we shouldn't have any problem getting up for the Harrison Goblins tonight.
Yeah, well, we'll talk more about that, but I did want to stress the importance of these tournaments, especially when it comes to getting ready for the 5A East later on.
Yes, and that's why we did that, you know. We played Cabot Friday night at Cabot, you know, probably one of the as the best game they've played all year, is what their coach is telling me, but they're very talented. They shot it extremely well. I think we still was able to see some things and some things that we need to work on. Really, that's what this early season is. I look at all of our tournaments, all of our non-conference games, honestly, to preseason, because when it comes down to it, if it's not preparing you for your conference, then it's not doing you any good anyways. We're not here to protect a record or worry about, you know, wins and losses. We're worried about preparing ourselves to get better, to make a run and get to the state tournament this year, because – you know, everybody knows the East, 5A East, is the toughest conference in the state. And we've got some tough teams in that conference, and we're going to have to beat some of those guys. And so that's kind of what our non-conference is all about, tournaments, to prepare us for that. And I think we're doing a fine job of improving the way we need to.
Well, let's talk about this matchup tonight. I know Harrison, they've had a few of their struggles, but they've had some close games in some of the tournaments that they've played
as
well.
They've been in about every ball game, Matt. And this game is really all about matchups. And, what worries me is we don't they've got a smaller lineup. They're able to surround the perimeter with a bunch of shooters. They've got two outstanding guards. I think Ben Elliott's one of the most underrated point guards in the state. And he's a fantastic player, and he makes others around him better. But you know what? They're going to have to match up with us, and I think we've got the other most underrated point guard in the state. So I think it'll be a great battle tonight of there's passion and playing hard. That won't be an issue with either team tonight, and hopefully the better team comes out, and hopefully that's the Bombers.
Yeah. You mentioned Ben Elliott, but also another player you got to watch out for Harrison is Ethan Edwards.
Yes, Ethan Edwards, he's averaging 16.7 points a game, and he's just got a really smooth game to him, really fluid, shoots it, can attack. Real heady player, you know, just kind of like a typical Harrison ball player. You know, they run motion offense. They have a really good understanding of the game, and they're very skilled offensively. And that's kind of what you get with Coach Stoller's teams. They're always Very dangerous offensively, and we're going to have to do a really good job of guarding them tonight and do a really good job on their two studs. And we can't let anybody else go on because we know Ethan and Ben's going to get theirs.
Right.
We just can't let these other guys. You know, the Bonds kid is a really – really good shooter, and they're bringing in a lot of sophomores.
Yep. Yes, they are.
Yes, who can score around the perimeter. But, you know, a bunch of that's predicated on Ben setting those guys up and making them look good. So part of that is we've got to do a good job on these other guys, and we've got to keep somewhat of reins on Ben tonight.
Well, Josh, thanks for joining us, and good luck tonight.
Yes. Matt, appreciate all you do, man. Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. That was Mountain Home Boys basketball coach Josh Fulcher. We'll take a break. We'll come back and check our halftime numbers in a moment. Our score at halftime is Harrison leading Mountain Home 22-21. You're listening to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
We welcome you back to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. At the break, it is Harrison leading Mountain Home in this girls' game, 22-21. Let's take a look at some of the halftime numbers. First off, for Mountain Home, they do have one player already in double figures, and that is Anna Grace Warren with 10 points, including going 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Kate Gilbert with 5 points. She is 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. And then 2 points apiece for Emma Martin and Addison Yates as well. I'm sorry, 4 points for Addison Yates, 2 for Emma Martin. And Harrison's got a player in double figures. I tell you what, this Caroline Cecil kid, she is tough to defend against. She has 16 points already, 2 points apiece for Kenzie Parker, Marion Groberg, and Mariah Hudson. This game has so far had 5 lead changes and 3 ties. And I will tell you, with the score right now, as tight as it is, you can believe that. Three turnovers for Mountain Home and 2 for Harrison. Let's go wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We'll come back and get this game tipped off, the second half started just a moment. Mountain Home is trailing Harrison 22-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.